Praise the Lord. Today, our text is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 8, verses 22 to 25. The book of Luke, chapter 8, verses 22 to 25, read, "And it came to pass on a certain day that he went into the ship with the disciples. And he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they became afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What man of men is this? For he commanded even the wind and the water, and they obeyed him." Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. I give you all the glory, Jesus. Thank you for your written word. Thank you for your perfect will. Thank you for preparing the heart of your servant. Thank you for the hearers of this message. Father, I pray that the recipient, O God, will be blessed. As you have blessed the heart of your servant, let it be to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm humbled and grateful to be given this opportunity to speak across the country. It's a joyful thing to share the word of the Lord. And this is an assignment that the Lord has given to us. I'd also want to thank God for brethren who are in prayer with us. And they always remember this part of the word as well. Liberia as a nation. I want to say thank you to all of you and thank God for his grace. Well, today I'm led by the Spirit of God to briefly speak to you on the thing. When Jesus is on the scene, your case is different. Hallelujah. When Jesus is on the scene, your case is different. The Bible says that Jesus and the disciples were traveling on the lake. And the storm arose, and the wind began to beat them. But in the midst of the storm, the Bible tells me that Jesus was asleep. And the disciple went to Jesus and woke him up, saying to him, Master, Master, we perish, we die. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. And the Bible saying, they cease. Hallelujah. One thing I want to bring to the knowledge is that all we need to do in the time of the storms, in the midst of the storm, we need to invite Jesus in our situation. Now, we cannot be successful without coming across those storms in our lives. But the way we handle them makes the problems different. And the way we handle the problem is what matters. Other people take their problems to the Lord, and other people take their problems to the world. I don't know, in the midst of the storms, where do you take your problem? But I would encourage you today, as a child of God, when there is problem of such, take it to the Lord in prayers. And the Lord will take care of the problem. When a true believer has a problem, his focus is on Jesus. But when the world has a problem, they don't care about Jesus. And this is why they struggle with their problem. I don't want you to struggle with your problem. The Bible tells me that Jesus was in the boat with the disciple. He was on the scene. The disciple knew that Jesus was on the scene. Why were they afraid? Why were they worried? Amen. The first thing I want to bring to your mind is that the storm comes when we do not expect it. The challenges comes when we do not expect it. The difficulties comes when we don't expect it. And our human nature will make us to understand that it's difficult to find a solution to the problem. But I want to let you know that it should not take you by surprise when you come across the storm. They are part of our life journey. The storms are part of our life journey. But one thing I want to bring to your knowledge is that remember that there is a way when it seems to be no way. And Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. When you read verse 25, and he said unto them, where is your faith? Where is your faith? In Proverbs 3:5-6, he said, trust in me with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge me, and I will make your path straight. John 15:7 says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for anything in my name and it shall be given to you. Amen. In Matthew 28:20, he said, lo, I'm with you to the end of the age. So it tells us that no matter the circumstances, God promised us he would be with us to the end of the age. And this is why when we are caught into problems, we need to refer the problems to him. And he will find solution to the problem. In verse 24, and they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. We must take the problems to the Lord. They were far-sighted to know that Jesus is the solution to their problems. Now, as believers, we need to be far-sighted. Quickly run to the Lord when there is danger. Amen. And the Bible saying, as they approached Jesus, he came in quickly. Then it arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased. The Bible says, when Jesus woke up, he spoke to the wind, he spoke to the water, and said, be calm. And the Bible says, they were calm. Amen. They were calm. Believers, where is your faith? I don't know what you're going through, but if you've been experiencing problem, then you find it difficult to solve. Keep holding on the unchanging hands of God. He's a living God, and the Bible tells me that he cares. And because he cares, he will always help us not to fall in the pit. And so I want to encourage you today, when Jesus is on the scene, your case is different. All you need to do is to invite him in your situation. But I want you to understand that we cannot be successful without coming across the storms in our lives. But the way we handle the problem is what matters. Take your problem to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord. There are many that takes their problems to the world, and all they experience is pain and sorrow. But those that comes to the Lord, he will no once cast them out. He will take care of them. The storm will come when you don't expect it. You should not take it by surprise. You should remember that Jesus is the way. May the Lord bless his word. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.